This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and the countdown to Kona continues. And today, once again, we touch base with Dr. Dan Plews as his build-up to the big dance continues in our Do You Know Kona series. We'll also touch base with Brian Melinatz on today's show to find out about his Ironman nutrition strategy. And a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by S Fuels. For far too long, ultra-endurance athletes haven't had a choice on how they hydrate their muscles, but now they do. You can hydrate without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. Hydrate, fuel, and support the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. If you'd like to find out more about S Fuels, the good news is they're giving you an opportunity to try them out absolutely risk-free. They'll throw in free shipping, plus there's a money-back guarantee as well. If you're not entirely satisfied with S Fuels, they'll give you money back. So you've got nothing to lose. Go try it out and see if it does work for you. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. That's thekonaedge.com/SFUELS. You can also click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this on right below this podcast right now, and you'll head straight through to that website. Before we get into my chat with Brian, let's head over to find out what's happening with Dan Plews.
Hi, Dan Plews here from S Fuels TV, and this is week number 4, so we're now just 1 month away from the World Championships in Kona, the World Ironman Championships. Last week we talked a bit about the run focus, and this week I'm just going to talk a bit more about the swim focus. So again, only 4 weeks to go now, so hopefully most of the preparation has been done. In the last few weeks, though, we can start getting a bit more specific in the training that we're doing. Specifically, maybe looking to do a little bit more open water swimming without a wetsuit on, because that really does make a difference. And then basically some Ironman pace type work, especially maybe looking at practicing your starts. It's a deep water start in Kona, for example. So just not pushing off from the side of the pool, moving out a little bit from the wall, a fast 50, and then settle back into your Ironman pace. So at this point in time, changing the physiology is going to be quite hard. You can't really do too much in that space. But what we can really focus on is some of the specificity of the Ironman event and how the swim unfolds. So that would be my top tip for that. Until next time, thanks very much.
We chat some nutrition here on the Kona Edge. Now we head back to Boulder, Colorado to catch up with Brian Melinatz. Brian, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Brad. Happy to be here.
Brian, let's talk about your nutrition strategy and approach to Ironman and triathlon in general. Tell me a little bit about your sort of day-to-day approach to nutrition. Is there anything specific that you do? Do you try and keep it as simple as possible? Tell me a little bit about the way you approach things.
Yeah, day to day, I'm not super anal about what I eat. I know some people are. I mean, I've been blessed with a really high metabolism. I've been kind of skinny all my life. So I can't eat anything. I certainly can't eat what I used to eat in college. That's kind of the way I describe it. I try not to eat crap. So I rarely ever eat fast food. I try not to eat stuff that's deep fried too much. And I try not to eat too many sweets. I love Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I'll eat a lot of that after a long run or a long ride. But I don't eat a lot of candy. So other than like trying not to eat the things that everyone knows you shouldn't eat, I'm pretty open with what I eat otherwise. Just try to stay fueled and make sure I'm eating enough to recover.
As far as training goes and racing. You mentioned you're not that anal about what you're eating from a day-to-day basis. I take it you're a bit more sort of structured with regards to what you do in training and racing?
Oh, for sure. I mean, everyone says it, and it's super true. I mean, don't race with what you haven't tried when you're training, as far as eating new things, because you never know what might turn your stomach. But yeah, I mean, when I'm training on the long days on the bikes, definitely important to stay fueled. I mean, you need a lot of power, power bar generically. Yes, sometimes power bar brand. But I found I like the Bonk Breaker bars. I'll eat a lot of. And then Goos, I happen to be particular to the name brand, but I mean, whether it's Power Gel Goo or something else, I think it's pretty similar. And I've discovered I like, and I stick to, kind of the original brand, but yeah, gels and power bars. And then, mostly scratch, hydration. But again, a tip that Simon, my coach, pointed out to me, scratch is a great hydrator, but it's not super high in calories or electrolytes. So when you really need fuel for a long endurance event, he turned me on to EFS recently. And so I'll use that for the long rides and for the races to get a little bit more liquid calories. For the races themselves, yeah, I mean, I've got things pretty dialed in. I will, like, literally every race, I will eat a caffeinated goo about 10, 15 minutes before the swim starts. That's, I guess, day to day, I rarely eat or drink caffeine. I just drink caffeine, intentionally to keep my tolerance as low as possible so that when I race, when I have caffeine, it works. So I'll get started out of the race with a caffeinated goo. I carry a baby food banana pouch in my jersey under my wetsuit, and I will eat that banana puree as I run through T1. I discovered on my first Ironman, my body reacts really, really well to whatever is in bananas. I was at a low point at mile 90 on the bike and grabbed a banana off the course and went from having no energy to 5 minutes later feeling super fresh and completely energized. And so it might not always be bananas, but if you find something that does that for you when you train, like, listen to your body, like, whatever is in whatever you just ate, if it makes you transition from bonked to good, like, stick with that stuff and try to eat it before you bonk. So I'll have that banana through T1. Then out on the bike, I'll try to eat some solid nutrition bars, Bonk Breakers or power bars, early on, about every 45 minutes, and staying hydrated throughout, trying to drink regularly. And then towards the end of the bike, I'll kind of transition into goos. And then as I move into the run, the last goo off the bike, I move to rock tings. I don't know. I mean, you can read on the package. They've got a lot of stuff in that rock tin that normal goo doesn't have. And on top of the caffeine and everything else, like, it really helps energize me, especially towards the end and the hard parts of the race where I'm starting to feel sapped. And on the runs, I'll take the liquids off the course for sure. Usually Gatorades early on and waters to wash my nutrition down. But I will eat rock ting goos every half an hour on the run. And that's another important thing too, that Simon pointed out to me. I used to eat them. I think the package says eat them every like 30 to 45 minutes. I would eat them every 45 minutes. And I told Simon, I was like, well, I do that every 45 minutes and I am craving for it at the 45 minute mark. And he's like, well, then eat it a little bit sooner. Don't wait until your body craves it. Like, eat it a little sooner so you don't have that low and you keep your body at the nutrition and the glucose levels that you need to be at. And so I moved to taking it every half an hour. And I mean, I've certainly had tough parts on the race, but now I don't have that, like, that lull and that dip. So again, listen to your body. If you feel a lull in the dip, you're probably not eating soon enough. And so eat a little bit sooner so you can eat ahead of that. And then, yeah, having those goo rock tanks every half an hour in a run, if I'm doing it right and if I'm pacing right, usually keeps me pretty solid through the run. And there's going to be low points now and then. But yeah, that's my nutrition plan that I follow every race now. And it luckily has worked for me.
Brilliant. Brian, biggest nutrition mistake that you've made and what have you learned from it?
Well, I've been fortunate that I haven't eaten anything that's really turned my stomach, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. I think it, as far as big mistakes go, it's relatively mild, but that comment that I made about not eating soon enough, or not eating regularly enough and waiting till I kind of experienced a lull and was craving the food, was something that in retrospect seems super obvious, but I hadn't realized it until Simon told me, like, don't let yourself do that. If you feel that, man, I eat every 45 minutes and I'm always starving every 45 minutes, eat a little bit sooner, and close those intervals so that you don't have that glucose drop and that craving. I'd say hopefully folks can learn from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Brian, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time on the Cone Edge. All the best in the build-up to Nice, the Worlds next year and beyond. And when you do decide to make that next trip to the Big Island, we'll be following your progress very carefully.
Awesome. Sounds good, Brad. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap for another edition of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you to Brian as well as to Dan for all those tips and advice today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and a massive double thumbs up to the sponsor of this edition of the show. It was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. Be sure to check out their incredible range of bars as well. All you need to do is head over to